Everyone, welcome back to a brand new episode from Embral Media. After a long time, I'm creating this podcast again, and without any further delay, let's get started. So in this podcast, I will be telling you my experience, my learnings, which was happened last week, and I hope that you will learn from this and have a great learning throughout this journey. So the title is Navigating Design Opportunities, a Pricing Experiment. Today, I want to take you on a journey through a recent email exchange with a potential client and delve it into intricacies of pricing experiment within the design realm. Let's unfold this narrative step by step. The project inquiry. I recently received an exciting project inquiry, but with the limited time on my hands, I hesitated to commit. Seizing the moment, I decided to turn this uncertainty into an opportunity to experiment with my pricing strategy. The pricing experiment. In the response to the client, I proposed a rate, let's call it X, that was 3 times my usual fee. What led to this figure? Well, it's a blend of several factors. Number 1, deadline. The urgency of project is directly proportional to the rate. The shorter the deadline, the higher the financial commitment. Second, business value. Projects with higher precise business value often require a more intricate approach. Consequently, the rate reflects the added value I bring to the table. Third, business risk. Projects entailing higher business risk demand a more careful and nuanced design process. Hence, the rate is adjusted accordingly. Fourth, the scope. The broader the scope, the more extensive the effort required. The rate increases in alignment with the complexity of the project. Next is the negotiation. Now, here where it is getting interesting. The client responded with 2 potential scenarios. Scenario 1, the proposed rate was beyond their budget and they suggested a lower figure, 0.5x with my normal rate. Graciously, I acknowledged their constraints and thanked them for considering me. Scenario 2, they found the rate a bit high but expressed willingness to negotiate at 2x my normal rate. This opened the door for a more detailed discussion. Lessons and learnings. Throughout this experiment, I gained insight into the delicate dance of negotiation. It highlighted the importance of clear communication and a mutual understanding of project dynamics and financial constraints. Bonus insights. In my recent endeavors, I stumbled upon some valuable resources that I believe you might find intriguing. On Figma community, I discovered 2 excellent storyboard assets, one named as Storyboard Toolkit and second one is Vision Storyboard Toolkit. Second is, I recently completed Google UX Professional Certification, and that was really amazing. Next is wireframing tools. I explored both paper and online wireframing tools like uiprint.co, caco.com and Octopus. So these are some which you can use for wireframing. Next, I found an interesting study done by Fabian Kreiser on Vision OS. And that was really amazing. He explained the detailed parts of vision and how spatial computing can be done. Next, I recently learned about some 58 rules of stunning and effective user interface design, and that was in-depth and long one. Conclusion, and that's a wrap, guys. Our journey through the intricacies of design project and pricing experiment which happened with me last week over here. I hope these insights and resources add value to your creative endeavors. Until next time, have a fantastic day filled with design wonders. I will see you in the next one. Till then, bye-bye.